It is not easy. But life has to move on. Let us learn everything we have to learn in this season now. Now I know how life can be hard, tough, dark, and slippery. Now we know how a season can change to be stormy and scary. But when a strong tree gets shaken in the wind, the foundation remains strong and firm. There's no losing in our blood. Our Maker doesn't abhor defeat. Even though it is rough, we are in need to win it, and there's no winning without a fight. So let's keep trying. Let's keep fighting. Let's keep hoping and persevering until we win this battle. This is not the time to take things lightly or giving up. That doesn't exist. Let's arise. Let's arise as one people. Join hands, cooperate, and do the necessary during this pandemic. Let's arise and think about our future. For there is no future without us. We are brothers and sisters. We are a nation. Why should we rebel against ourselves? There is no need of being ignorant. No need of fighting one another, blaming one another, or being corrupt. There's no need to take advantage of what we have to oppress others. As it is written, do to others what you like to be done to you. How painful it is if we misbehave now, only to realize that the worst has happened to our future generation. We should make it easy by collaborating and doing what is right to defeat this pandemic. It is for our own good, and it will lead us to a better tomorrow.
I hope. We all know we have a long journey to go, and it is upon us to take everything more serious. Yes, we have all seen or heard on the news how this pandemic has taken lives of thousands and hundreds of thousands of people around the globe. But sometimes you never know how serious it is until someone you know loses their life. Whoa! Whoa! And to some of us who are still rebellious, why can't we all follow the health guidelines? Isn't all this for our own good? Let's wear masks properly, covering our nose and mouth. Let's wash hands properly, sanitize, and keep 1 meter distance. Let's get tested. Obedience is better than a sacrifice. There's no need to be pushed. Defeating this pandemic requires a citizen responsibility. It is not a government-only fight. breaking the curfew and lockdown rules, or escaping from a quarantine facility only risks our lives and the lives of our people, our loved ones, and our families. Every change we need must start with us.
Let's try to understand one another. Why eat alone while your neighbor is starving? It is not fair. It is not fair. Imagine if it were you. It is very stressful to lack basic needs. Let us be kind to the needy and generous with our gift, as some of us are already doing. We thank them all. Doctors and nurses and all the frontline workers risking their lives to save life. Thank you. Saving a life is indeed a privilege. And mostly, we hope the best from God. And soon, we shall gain our victory, freedom.